It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 21st, 2017. Today is the birthday of visionary British science fiction author H.G. Wells, born in 1866 at Bromley in Kent, where his parents were shopkeepers. His first novel, The Time Machine, was an instant success, and he produced a series of science fiction works which pioneered our ideas of the future. His later work focused on satire and social criticism. Wells later laid out his socialist view of human history in his Outline of History in 3 volumes. He came from a working-class background. His father played professional cricket and ran a hardware store for a time. His parents were often worried about his poor health. They were afraid he might die young, as his older sister had. At the age of 7, young Wells had an accident that left him bedridden for several months, and during this time the avid young reader went through many books, including most of Washington Irving and Charles Dickens. Later he read the works of Jonathan Swift and some of the other important figures of the Enlightenment, including Voltaire. He won a scholarship to the Normal School of Science, where he learned about physics, chemistry, astronomy, and biology, among other subjects, and he also devoted much of his time to becoming a writer. During college, he published a short story about time travel called The Chronic Argonauts, which foreshadowed his future literary success. In 1895, he became an overnight literary sensation with the publication of The Time Machine. The book is about an English scientist who develops a time travel machine. While entertaining, it also explores social and scientific topics, from class conflict to evolution. These themes recurred in some of his other popular books from this time. Wells continued to write what some have called scientific romances, but others consider to be early examples of science fiction. In quick succession in the late 1890s, he published The Island of Dr. Moreau, The Invisible Man, and The War of the Worlds, which caused a panic when an adaptation of the tale was broadcast on American radio in 1938. In addition to his fiction, Wells wrote many essays, articles, and non-fiction books. In 1901, he published a non-fiction work called Anticipations, a collection of predictions that has proved to be remarkably accurate. He forecast the rise of major cities and suburbs, economic globalization, and aspects of future military conflicts. Remarkably, considering his support for women and women's rights, he did not predict the rise of women in the workplace. He also foresaw the splitting of the atom and the creation of atomic bombs in his book The World Set Free, which appeared in 1914. H.G. Wells devoted his life to writing for nearly 50 years, and his output was amazing. Some even criticized him for his tremendous volume of work, saying that he spread his talent too thin. He wrote, on average, 3 books a year for a sustained period of time, and each of his books went through several drafts before publication. He remained productive until the very end of his life, and his fantastic tales continue to fascinate audiences. Many of his works have returned to the big screen in recent times. Wells died in London in August 1946, just a month before what would have been his 80th birthday. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 21st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.